Text 2. A family discusses plans to explore a district near their home.
Before you listen to text 2, read questions 3 and 4 now. Listen to text 2 and answer questions 3 and 4.
Jacob and his sister Sarah were excited as their parents sat down to discuss some plans for the coming weekend with them. "Are we really going to the old railway station?" asked Jacob, a fan of trains and tracks. "Yes, we are," replied his father. Sarah wanted to know if they could take a train ride, but was a little disappointed to learn that the railway station was no longer in use. They could sit in the carriages of the old train and pose for pictures, but that was about all they could do. Her eyes lit up, however, when her father told her they could visit the car factory after that. She would get a short car ride in an old Ford model. Their mother was happy that the plans included a visit to the last farm in the suburb. She hoped to get some fresh vegetables and fruit from the farm at the end of the visit. Jacob and Sarah promised to carry everything for her, if it was not too much, that is. The family finally decided that they would explore the old black and white houses before the farm visit. It would be too cumbersome to go up and down in the old wooden houses with their heavy bags of vegetables and fruits, wouldn't it? "Better set your alarm clocks to wake up early tomorrow," said their mother. "We have so much to do in just one day," she added.
Question 3. Which of the three lines shows the route the family will take? Question 4. Which picture shows where Amy was most eager to visit? Listen to text 2 again.
Jacob and his sister Sarah were excited as their parents sat down to discuss some plans for the coming weekend with them. "Are we really going to the old railway station?" asked Jacob, a fan of trains and tracks. "Yes, we are," replied his father. Sarah wanted to know if they could take a train ride, but was a little disappointed to learn that the railway station was no longer in use. They could sit in the carriages of the old train and pose for pictures, but that was about all they could do. Her eyes lit up, however, when her father told her they could visit the car factory after that. She would get a short car ride in an old Ford model. Their mother was happy that the plans included a visit to the last farm in the suburb. She hoped to get some fresh vegetables and fruit from the farm at the end of the visit. Jacob and Sarah promised to carry everything for her, if it was not too much, that is. The family finally decided that they would explore the old black and white houses before the farm visit. It would be too cumbersome to go up and down in the old wooden houses with their heavy bags of vegetables and fruits, wouldn't it? "Better set your alarm clocks to wake up early tomorrow," said their mother. "We have so much to do in just one day," she added.